This is KAZU News. I'm Krista Almanzon. Two Democrats have advanced to the November runoff in California's U.S. Senate race. Attorney General Kamala Harris came in first by a comfortable margin. At last check, she won 40% of the vote.
I thank you all for the support and the help. Let's march on to November and let's keep working.
Orange County Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez finished a distant second with 18%. The Associated Press projects she will advance under California's top two primary system.
Because of you and the voters across California, we are going to the November election.
The top Republican finisher was a former state party chair, Duff Sundheim. At 8%, he isn't ready to concede, but acknowledges it will be very difficult to catch Sanchez.
Whatever results the people have, we can fully accept it. But let's give it a chance for them to have their voices.
This will be the first ever statewide race under the primary rules voters established in 2010 with candidates from the same party in the general election. Closer to home in the race to replace retiring Congressman Sam Farr, Democrat Jimmy Panetta has a commanding lead in early returns with 71% of the vote. Coming in a distant second is Republican Casey Lucius with nearly 20% of the vote. The two are poised to move on to the general election in November. This is KAZU News.